That was an interesting conversation Michael and his last caller were having there, but I didn't hear most of it. I mean, you guys lost me when you started asking, why are we still part of these international organizations when we just don't seem to be getting anything out of them? And why? But that's not the most important part that actually caught my attention. The part where where the two were trying to to ask the question of why are we not funding our own organizations? Oh boy, do I have an answer for you. Easy. A bunch of guys that are in power, they're spending a lot of money, taking their wives for shopping in Paris, taking their kids for studies in Europe, going for holidays in Switzerland. This is a lot of money that should have contributed to a lot of development here. And how many European leaders have you had that have gone on holiday in Africa? And you ask yourself, how many African leaders have gone on holiday in Europe? Although I don't have a problem with anyone, spending their money wherever they're spending it, wherever they wish to spend it. Here's the thing. They run an economy. Money needs to circulate. That is why a lot of these countries spend a lot of money, of their money, within their own economy. You're welcome. Now, here's here's the dumb part. The whole African Union headquarter being funded by the, being funded and built by the Chinese, just goes to point to me just, the naivety of African leadership with regards to just how the world works. I don't want to say naive because, the whole point of view that, politicians are naive and stupid, I don't subscribe to that. No. Politicians are actually smart. They're really smart. Most of the decisions they make then is, they don't make them out of, naivety or stupidity. No. It's made out of greed. As long as I'm getting paid. And now, before you start, if you just want to understand just how powerful greed is, you have to understand that, Blaise Compaoré backstabbed Thomas Sankara so that he can take his position. Not only were they childhood friends, they were childhood friends, and then these guys grew up together. One of them turned around and backstabbed someone in the back because, well, there was a lot of money involved, dollar billion. So when it comes to Mula, and before you start saying, this is just in politics, how often have we had stories of a father trying to backstab his son so that he can, get inheritance, or the other way around? Or the wife trying to backstab the husband, or the husband trying to backstab the wife, or the son trying to backstab the parents, or the parents trying to backstab the son or the daughter so that they can, as soon as they die, they can go and claim insurance. Again, if you want to understand just how important money is, go to places, when someone with a little bit of money dies, After the funeral, try to find out what's going on in that family. Oh boy. If families can backstab each other big time when it comes to the inheritance of the guy, of the dearly departed dead guy. That's one thing that made me go like, eish. But anyway, that was fascinating. Now, before I come to what's going on what's going on in Namibia. Oh boy, this is a lot. I have a question though. Turns out, there are people with money in this country. See, when I say money, I mean, a lot of money. Now, whatever you people are studying, I will take in, this is something that I got from a comment section of one lady or that was a gentleman that asked that question. what degrees do you all have? Because some of you guys are getting salaries that some of us can just dream of. I mean, you are just looking at these numbers and go like, that was per month? Holy cow! What are you doing? Like, really? Now, this is in relations to the recent arrests being made by, you know, by the anti-corruption. And before we dive into that, if I was one of those guys that have been arrested by the, in this anti-corruption sting operations and stuff, I would be very pissed at our urban and rural development minister right now. James Sankwasa started all these things. In May, he's the one that started making fun of ACC, that the ACC and Paulus, no, they're not working. So what did they do? Well, it turns out the first thing they did was they started working by investigating him. And and then they were like, huh, hang on a second. It turns out working is fun. So they started to go and work more. So they started investigating more. And now they are finding people of interesting, really. Now, let me point out some parts. First of all, the first thing I have to point out is one thing I have learned so far in this whole arrest is that polygamy is very important. Why am I saying that? Oh, easy. One of those, the company, this is Anerkant now, by Ministry of Defense. The company reportedly owes NAMCO 114.6 million for unsettled fuel supplies, and it was recently liquidated. One of Malakia's wives was often taken into custody. Was also taken into custody, although it remains unclear which of his two spouses were arrested. See? Polygamy is very important. The media is confused over which wife was arrested. So it's very important then to realize just that one thing that I've learned from this arrest is that polygamy is very important when it comes to confusing the media. Well, kind of difficult to confuse the ACC because they are the ones investigating. But it's very easy to confuse the media. It's unclear which one of his wives. If it was one, it would be clear by now. You're welcome. So, for those of you that are... before you go out there and start... doing something questionable with public funds, make sure you have two wives. You know. And, do you think, one thing for sure is that, not both wives were arrested. Just one. At this point, I'm asking myself one question. What are the chances that this was the favorite one? Actually, is the favorite one. They're still both alive and kicking. So they're the favorite wife. You know, the one that I tell everything. Most likely, the junior one is the one that's most likely, receive all the attention. And you can imagine at some point, one of the wives was just fighting over, why are you not telling me anything? These days you don't even listen to me the same like you did when we first got married. Well, these days you don't even give me some of your money. It turns out, that could have been a good thing. Not could have been. I think it's safe to say that was a good thing. At this point, this madam is looking at, this madam, the one that was not arrested, is looking at themselves going, well, thank God I was not involved in that money, because, well, I would have joined them by now. And also one thing I've learned into this whole arrest is that true love exists in this country, guys. Why am I saying that? Jennifer Hamkwaya and Cedric, is it, I can't pronounce that name, along with Hamkwaya's husband, whose name has not been, confirmed. True love exists in this country. Now, you have couples in this case, one here with two wives, seemingly with the favorite wife now behind bars, and him. And now, and then when you look on the other side, you also see a couple that were also implicated. This is the most romantic corruption allegation case I've ever come across in this country. Wherever I look in this case, I just see couples. Uh-oh. Here's one thing, though. Where do you find this? Now there's love in Namibia. You cannot convince me otherwise. There's romance in this country. Very romantic. Now, the beautiful thing of this is after this whole thing blows over, assuming that it does, 20, 30 years down the line, you sit the kids around the fire now, or around some, fancy Samsung LCD TV. You're telling them stories. There was this time that your grandmother and I were arrested together. We were alleged. It was just an allegation. We didn't do anything. We all say that. And, well, we're just in a holding cell. And the police officer just locked the gate, I couldn't stop thinking about your grandmother. Ouch. Now, if you are both sentenced, I think that's a good thing. If you are both sentenced, I think that's a good thing. Because this whole nonsense of one of you being sentenced and then someone is outside chopping money, that nonsense should come to an end. I think this is the part where that the Fisherot guys sort of like, they were chilling a little too much, alone, these guys. So right now they have, not only do they have a lot of frozen assets, now they have to, how do I put this? My biggest worry when it comes to going to jail, or more like, one of the reasons why I really try my best to be a law-abiding citizen, is the thought of me going to jail and leaving my wife. Because I know what I would do if she went to jail for 10 years and left me outside. If you have just spent 10 years of not getting laid, 10 years. No. I didn't say 10 minutes. I say 10 years. Okay. First of all, that's difficult. I will wait for you for 10 years. Yes, I love you so much. Well, yeah. Well, that's easy to say. But 10 years. Yo, aye. Forget 10 years. Make it 2 years. That's a death sentence. So, most important thing to learn from this is not everything is all dark and gloomy in this arrest. At least, yours truly here, one thing I have learned is there's a lot of arrest. This is the most a romantic corruption allegation case I've ever come across, where you see, husband and wife there, husband and one wife there, implicated in these things. But here's the thing. And also, there are also brothers here. You see, these whole stories reinforce my genius observation of knowing a guy who knows a guy. When it comes to success in the 21st century, there are three things that can help you reach success. Listen carefully and get a notebook. From the most useless to the most useful. I will give you a list. Number three, I said from the most useless to the most useful. Number three, education. Yeah, that's the most useless one. And number two, education and knowing a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who is in the right position. On since the future is female, it's you know, knowing a, you know, knowing a guy or a lady who knows a guy or who knows a lady who is in the right position. Not that position, you dirty-minded freak. A different position. A position of power. Not that. See your life. Now, that's the second one. Education plus knowing a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. Or knowing a lady who knows a lady who knows a lady, since the future is female. Number one, education plus knowing a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. Or knowing a lady who knows a lady who knows a lady with the right surname. If you are looking for, you know, if you are looking for the, now the right, some right surnames can be very confusing. If you are looking for, if you are looking for someone with the right surname, I'll give you an example. What you are looking for is Naoyoma. Mm-mm. Naoyoma is most likely going to be broke. Naoyoma is most likely going to be loaded. Sorry, D. You know, you have to throw you under the bus on that one. So, with this my, with this my wisdom, you all better be laughing at my jokes and going, you know what? That's, you know, that's a very important, you know, that's a very important, you know, that's a very important piece of advice. 60 million Namco transaction allegedly traced to personal accounts. This is not rocket science, guys. Allegedly traced to personal accounts. Allegedly traced, allegedly. Really? What, we talked about this yesterday. 53 million that was, you know, that came from the bank account of Namco and went to the Anerkant bank account there by Ministry of Defense. And then disappeared in thin air, into thin air. And one thing that I made clear, you know, one thing that I, you know, to this day, I will, I mean, to this day, I'll still maintain that, since we are using thin air now in, to, you know, to refer to bank accounts, then, in my thin air that I have with FNB, I have minus 14. How much do you have in your thin air? And which bank do you have your thin air with? Since, well, thin air is another word for bank account now. So, 60 million Namco transaction allegedly traced to personal thin air. Oh dear. Now, for those of you, that are listening and are going like, man, this guy like to talk about this, you know, like to talk about these things. Well, look, all I've been telling these guys, everyone that's in public or private office, everything that I, you know, one thing I've been telling them is that, guys, if you don't want me cooking you, when you are implicated into something legally questionable, when you are chopping that money, send me e-wallet. Send me airtime. Just maybe, I'll just be like, well, you know what? Well, there's nothing wrong with this one. Well, you people are just overthinking things. See, I'll be here gaslighting you. And believe me, I follow Western media a lot. And Western media is very good at gaslighting. You remember back in 2022 when the war between Russia and Ukraine started? And all the Western media guys went, oh my God, Putin is a brutal dictator. This guy is a genocidal maniac. Yeah, I know. And then, the Israeli government started bombing Gaza. Then it was like, well, there's a perfect explanation for that. The reason here is, this whole thing was started by Hamas on October 7th. So at this point, it's safe to say that Israel has the right to defend itself. Now, what is the difference between why was Russia criticized, and why is the but no one in Western media is criticizing Israel? Easy. Israel, before they go out there and do all these illegal things, they channel a behind load of money through the media. You're welcome. To this day, Americans know that you can criticize, Donald Trump, you cannot criticize any political party in the US, you can criticize any public figure in the US, you don't have, nothing is gonna happen to you. The moment you criticize Israel, all chapter 3 constitution, human rights, everything goes out through the window. You becomes an anti-Semite. I know. So, the most important thing I think we can learn here is that, if you don't want comedians to cook you, every time that you are implicated in something questionable. when you go to Japan on holiday, take them along with you. When you go to Zanzibar, when you drive your Vrupa, at least just let them sit there, you know, let them try the, you know, high back bucket seat, warm, warm seats, heated seats. And then you'll be like, well, bye bye. No, well, at least I let you sit in my car, which I bought with my, questionably acquired funds. So all I'm saying is, if in some days it turns out that I'm implicated in something questionable, please don't, go easy on me. But these guys don't do any of these things. They don't even invest in entertainment. They just chop the money. Now, as soon as, when that happens and the news comes out of them being implicated in something questionable, oh, those of us that like making fun of politicians just use that as content. In other words, it's kind of difficult to beat a comedian. One way or another, I'm making the money. It's either I'm making the money by you giving me the money directly so I don't cook you when you get arrested, or I'm gonna cook you when you get arrested and then get paid at the end. So one way or another, I'm making the money. Man, that's being stubborn. So, where were we? One way or another, I'm making the money. I know. Let's take a break, and then on the other side, I will bring you a little bit of why Africa is actually in the financial situation. Africa is rich both with natural resources and with money. It's just that the mismanagement of that money. Now, mismanagement itself is not, you can't eradicate corruption completely. China has a death sentence for corruption. But for some reason, politicians that still steal money. Man. Like, just how much do you like that money? Because if someone tells me that if you steal that money, I'm gonna kill you, I'll stay as far away. I'm gonna stay as far away from that money as possible. But, it turns out, these guys are just like, what's the penalty for corruption in this country? Well, death sentence. Okay, fine. I'm gonna steal anyway. But, I just want to draw a picture of why I believe from my perspective, Why African countries will always struggle. Like, economic and political independence, yeah, we should forget about that. Not with them, not with the method of operation that we are using today. Now we should forget. Why am I saying that? Let's take a break. We're going to use Equatorial Guinea as an example. Why are we not using Namibia? Why do you like talking about other countries? I don't have bodyguards. Paul Snow has bodyguards. Leave me alone. Commercial break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had
had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. And also, one thing that's also worth pointing out. One thing also that's worth pointing out with regards to this whole ACC going crazy on this on everything NAMCO, and now it's spilled over to Anerkande, and also August 26, also came up. The Ministry of Defense is not getting out of, is not getting out of this. That explains why some people that have been arrested, their names were not mentioned. Like, we're all equal before the law. Yeah, right. No, we're not. if you get arrested, your name will be on the front page. But when some get arrested, they'll just be like, we can't mention, that one, that's a big name. Now, those are the people that you are looking for to make connections with. You're welcome. Now, and by the way, if you find one or two of those, give me a call and tell them that, there's this guy who's doing comedy on Eagle FM. He's going to make fun of us, if we ever get caught, if we just chop the money alone. So the best way to prevent that is to send him airtime. And by the way, just in case you are wondering, just in case you are thinking of bribing me, I can never be bribed. You can try if you want, and I swear, especially with an iPhone with 2 SIM cards. Why would I want an iPhone with 2 SIM cards? I would never do that. But anyway... Let's go to Equatorial Guinea. On the 4th of July this year, this week, right? The 4th of July. Oh no, last week, Friday. On the 4th of July, the following article came out of the Paris Guardians, and it just highlights one of those, points to one of those things of why Africa is having a problem funding its own institutions. Make I explain. Equatorial Guinea, not to be confused with Guinea-Conakry and Guinea-Bissau, which are in northwest Africa, and their neighbors. And Conakry and Bissau, those are their respective capital cities. They are used to sort of like split them. Guinea-Conakry means, it's Guinea, whose capital city is Conakry. Guinea-Bissau is Guinea, whose capital city is Bissau. And then you have Equatorial Guinea in reference to the equator, because it's found in the equatorial region of the African continent. And then there's Papua New Guinea. Now that one is on the side of Australia, way too far. So we have like how many Guineas? Papua New Guinea, Equatorial Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, and Guinea-Conakry. We have 4 Guineas on this planet. So the Equatorial Guinea, this is the Guinea that gave the earth, Baltazar, the one who slept with the wives of pretty much every member of parliament that he could run into. And Boy, I think he was sentenced this year, that guy. But anyway, Equatorial Guinea launched a case against France at the top United Nations court on Friday. This was last week. The latest salvo in a long-running legal battle over swanky Paris mansion confiscated by the French authorities. The West African nation asked the International Court of Justice to issue emergency orders against France over building ceased after the conviction of Vice President Teodoro Obiang for corruption. That's also, the Vice President is the President's son. I know. Who decided to buy a mansion in Paris, and after he was convicted of corruption, the French authorities decided to confiscate the property. And now he's appealing the case to the, he decided to take the case to the International Court of Justice, not to be confused with the International Criminal Court. That one is busy looking, that one is busy looking for Netanyahu, as we speak. Also have one, arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. The arrest warrant that the West agree with is the one for Vladimir Putin. But the arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, that one is unheard of. That one was just a legal bias. That's not fair. You gotta love geopolitics. You really gotta love geopolitics. But now, moving on. Now, in 2021, France top appeal court gave Obiang, the eldest son of a long-standing president of Equatorial Guinea, Teodoro Obiang, a 3-year suspended sentence and 30 million euros in fine. Now, 3-year suspended sentence, 30 million euros in fine, and now decided to file a case at ICJ. Now, you have to understand that these lawyers are getting paid. With whose money? That is a case for the African continent. That is the case for the African continent. A lot of African leaders have a lot of properties outside of Africa. All these properties require utility expenses. And all those expenses are being paid for. Now, you could say at this point, they're just paying for them with their own money. Oh, yeah, I know. They're paying for them with their own money. Now, if you are taking your money, most of the money out of the country, stop complaining about why your economy is not progressing. Because for an economy to progress, it's like having a tap in your garden, and then you channel then you connect a hose pipe, and then you start watering the, you connect a hose pipe to a tap that's in your garden, and then you start watering the plants that are outside the fence of your garden, and then you turn around to look into your garden and start going, why are these plants dying? I have just a little thought here. Maybe that's because you're not watering them. This is just at the top of my head. African leaders, every African country has an economic tap in it. And that tap is the one that, the leaders decided to connect a hose pipe to that tap. And then actually several hose pipes. One tap goes to Japan, another one goes to the US, another one goes to, another one goes to Switzerland. And so every time they open this economic tap, the money flows to Japan, Switzerland, and the US. And then they turn around and look in their country and start going, why are these economies not growing? And they meet each and every single year at the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia. To discuss why are these economies not growing. You see, this is why comedians are not invited to events like this, because that would be the first thing I'll point out. I'm like, okay, first of all, I mean, this was a wonderful event. Thanks. Thank you all, you know, honorables. All protocol observed. It seems like one of the biggest questions we are here to ask, is why are our respective economies not growing? This is just at the top of my head. Is it because we ship a lot of money outside the country more than we bring money in? More often when we bring money in, it's borrowed. And as long as this money gets here, it's re-borrowed and then sent back to Switzerland, you know, in a different, private thin airs, you know, disappearing in thin air. So, if you ask me, that is Africa's case. So, this is just one of those cases. If you just look up any high-profile individual on the African continent, especially those ones that are in public office, and you find out just how much properties they have outside of the country, not just outside the country, but also outside the continent, you'll begin to see why Africa is just having a little bit of a problem, especially economic-wise, growing. Because we are shipping out money and wondering, we have an economic tap, and then we have connected a hose pipe to this economic tap, and then we are now using the, when we open the economic tap, we are watering the crops outside the garden, and we turn around and look at the crops that are inside the garden and start going, why are these crops not growing?
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impact? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Imba, where the world congregates. So, oh dear. Before the fall of Mugabe's regime, one article that went viral was the lifestyles of the kids that have the right connection to the people. To the right people in the country. They were living some fancy lifestyle. They always made a lot of social media posts of them, with their fancy watches and their multi-thousands dollars watches and alcohol. That's the part I never understood. Why would you spend thousands of dollars on alcohol? That, I mean, I can save you a lot of money by making you drunk on Ombika. I mean, all you just need is $10 and you are done. Like for me, spending $1,000 on alcohol, man. Like, what's the goal? Is it to get drunk or to show people that you got drunk in an expensive way? Again, one question I keep asking, if you spend, $2,000 on a bottle of $2,000, $3,000, okay, Johnny Walker Blue is, $2,000 something, last time I checked? And, like, when you get drunk after buying a $2,000 bottle, is there a fancy kind of getting drunk, or is just the regular way of getting drunk of, if you are not careful, you are gonna pee on yourself? Because, look guys, getting drunk is just getting drunk. There is no stylish way of getting drunk. Whether you drink Ombike or you drink Johnny Walker Blue, You are both gonna be drunk at the end of the day. Before you start saying, oh no, that will ruin your liver. Alcohol is just anti-liver. It doesn't matter where it's made. It's the chemical component, not the brand. That's the part that makes me look at a lot of people and go like, it's really funny you think there's a difference. Because, chemically speaking, or more like technically speaking, there is no difference between Scotch whiskey and Ombike. They all went through the same process called fermentation. Now, that fermentation is basically a bunch of bacteria that were eating, feeding on something, and then, you know, they pooped a lot. And, fermentation. Easy. Fermentation is how all types of alcohols are made. Whether it's the quote-unquote traditional one, by that I mean your tradition, whether it's a Scotch whiskey or whatever whiskey, fermentation is how alcohol is made. It's not rocket science. So when I look at people spending, this bottle of beer, this bottle of wine, or this bottle of hot stuff, or whatever fancy names they have for it, This one is $10,000. Really? So, you spend $10,000 to act like an idiot? Let's face it, that's what getting drunk is. A lot of us don't like to talk about it, but, I'm a comedian, so I can talk about it. Getting drunk is looking for an excuse to act like an idiot. And we all know just how, the dumb things that we do when we are drunk. No one is going to tell me, no, well, when I'm drunk, I'm at my best behavior. Yeah. It's either you just drop dead and fall asleep. By that, I mean fall asleep, not literally dying. Or, you start saying a lot of things that are just, that doesn't make sense. Or, you start spilling all your secrets and then you wake up the next day and go like, I didn't say that, did I? But yes, you did. Yeah, you told us that you were also, you also received some money from Ministry of Defense and more like August 26th, Anacon and and Namco. Explain that, by the way. And when you were rambling all those things, someone took the video and it's now in social media. Chances are very high, Paul Snow saw it. And let's just say you could be up next. I know. Now, before I come back to Equatorial Guinea. I don't get why people spend a lot of money on alcohol. And I know it's part of it is status. Part of it is status. And human beings, Why do you think I'm in the entertainment industry? Because human beings, we like to be, you know, we like to be glorified. We really love that stuff. So every time that you spend, you know, money on a bottle of wine that costs more than your rent. You know, even when I'm told that when you buy a fancy bottle of wine, or more like a fancy bottle in a, you know, in these drinking establishments, they give it to a bunch of ladies dressed in very smoking hot, dressed in some very revealing clothes, so that they can bring it to you. My gender. So, it's safe to say then, every time that you see a guy spending money on that bottle of alcohol that's being brought by a bunch of guys, you know, a bunch of ladies wearing lingerie, it's not really the alcohol that I'm paying for. I will maintain that what I'm paying for is, first of all, everyone clapping their hands and saying, ha, 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 you are the boss. That's the first thing that I'm paying for. The second thing that I'm paying for is, hello, would you look at those? Yeah, well, let's come back to Equatorial Guinea. So, Equatorial Guinea called on the court, aka the ICJ, the ICJ to order France to give it immediate, complete and unhindered access to the building, embassy or residence. Oh dear. The mansion was also at the center of an earlier case filed by Equatorial Guinea back in 2016 at the ICJ, which rules on disputes between United Nations member states. Now, Equatorial Guinea argued the building served as a country's embassy in France, and that France had broken the Vienna Convention. I know. The Vienna Convention, which safeguards diplomats from interference by host countries. The Obama administration brought down a presidential plane, not by shooting it down, but they brought it. They forced it to land so they can search for Edward Snowden back in 2013. Something they were not supposed to do. So might is right. So if you have the power, you can just break every convention. You can just get away with it. Unfortunately, that's how the whole work. That's how the world works. This whole thing of, you know what, according to this and this convention, that's usually when, this is something that I've observed about geopolitics. A lot of countries bring up conventions when it serves their interest. When that convention is used to try and hold them accountable, they start dismissing its legitimacy. So, Vienna Convention, blah, blah, blah. Now, a request for emergency order provision measures in courts, in courts jargon, takes precedence over all other court businesses. That's a lot of jargon. Now, the point is, the ICJ is currently wrestling with a busy caseload, including a high profile case brought by South Africa against Israel, alleging breaches of international of the United Nations Genocide Convention in Gaza. I know. And it is also expected to deliver a key ruling on countries' climate change obligations within months. And while ICJ is a top United Nations court, here's the thing. The reason why it's very difficult for these courts to enforce their rulings is because there's no security cluster type of authority to enforce the law. Take, for example, if I get arrested, knock on wood, if I got arrested right now, I would be in court. And when I'm convicted, now the courts will just be running the proceedings. The holding cells and the jailing falls under what? Ministry of Safety and Security. So the Ministry of Safety and Security guys will just come with handcuffs and then follow the order from the Ministry of Justice. You know, just well, bring them on this day for a hearing. Bring them on this day for a hearing. Bring them on this day for a hearing. That's all. Now, the problem now with this, with both the ICJ and ICC, is that it's very easy for them to make, how to put this? That's weird. Now, how to put this? The ICJ, the ICC, for example, depends on member states. Back in 2015, during the AU, during the annual AU summit in South Africa, the then Sudanese president was that, Omar al-Bashir, also attended, but at the time, he still had an arrest warrant, an ICC arrest warrant. And South Africa came under fire for not arresting, Omar al-Bashir, because, under Zuma at the time, Zuma was like, we are done with the conference, Omar, see ya, bye. But the thing is, the international community, quote-unquote international community, started criticizing South Africa for not, following on its, following through its obligations, because it's a signatory of the ICC. Now, here's the problem. That way of enforcing a law is a very useless one. Now, shall we? Let me use a domestic example. Take, for example, every time that any Namibian broke the law, the police don't exist now. We don't have a national police, but every region has its own respective police. Now, every time someone is convicted of a crime, then the president depends on that region arresting that person. What if they don't?
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Kono nongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu atatu, o mafilane Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM, the eye, 0832-88401. So, where was I? Here's the thing, what if... If the central government relied on relied on a regional police to arrest anyone that breaks the nation's law, let's just ask ourselves one question: what if that region, that region's authority or that region's leaders are reluctant to arrest that person? Then they can just, they'll just be chilling there. Is it? They just be chilling there. And that's, now I understand why a lot of people, every time they break, they break the law in their country, they find, they look for a country that doesn't have extradition treaties, treaty with that country. Because if the two countries don't have extradition, extradition treaties, then it will be like, we would arrest him, but we don't have any extradition treaty. Unless that leader, unless you and that leader are very tight. More often, all you just have to do is, steal enough money and then go to that country and then give that money to a few politicians who will be like, Well, we are not arresting him. He's an investor. Now, when it comes to stealing money, this is something, you know, when it comes to stealing money, this is something that at least I always say about, you know, say to anyone, whether you are stealing money right now and if you've not been caught. It's late for those ones that have, for those ones that are behind bars. For those of you that are still chopping money right now, listen to me. When you steal that money, please spend that money in the country. Spend that money in the country. Because, well, you are investing in the country. I'm not saying what you're doing is legal. I'm just saying, well, at least you are putting the country's economy in mind. Because a lot of us, one thing we have noticed is that, like I just went through with the Equatorial Guinea example, a lot of African leaders chop the money outside the country. That in itself is very painful, because not only did you chop the money, you chopped it outside the economy. So it did not benefit us in any way. Now, if you are busy chopping money and you think I'm, you know, motivating you to chop money and you get arrested and you get on the wrong side of the authorities, well, that's not on me. I'm not motivating you to steal. That's if you are planning on sending me, you know, your wallet then, huh? But let me wrap this up. Oh dear. Namco plot twist. The whole article is fascinating, but my favorite part is Namco plot thickens as toothless ACC bites 8. What? And here I was thinking, I'm the comedian. Toothless ACC. Someone tell New Era that our urban and rural development said the same thing about a month ago. And the first thing that they did to prove to our urban and rural development minister that they can actually work was investigating him. And now I'm just bringing that before Paul Snow starts to think that I'm the one that's calling ACC toothless. It's not me, or it's not me. You know, go investigate me. Thank you very much. It's not me. This one, a new era. Okay, toothless ACC bites 8. Now, moving on. Modi meets NNN. We all saw that, the Indian External Affairs Minister and the Prime Minister were here. I'm not sure if they're still here. Yesterday we saw a lot of protocol being observed, I swear. And one thing I learned on that meeting was that there's something they call ceremonial signing of a bunch of agreements that were signed by the Namibian government and the Indian government. I counted 3 or 4. Okay, here's the thing. One, I totally understand that these agreements are a lot of pages. It's kind of difficult to just sit and read through them one by one. I still think that we should develop that as a culture. You go to parliament, instead of giving fancy speeches, before the leader of that country who we are going to sign a bunch of agreements lent in the country, we tell them to send us a copy of that agreement in advance. Now, after that, we take that agreement to parliament. The whole week we are going through that agreement. You bring a bunch of lawyers. You give them money. Yeah, I mean, we're already stealing most of we. Yeah, that's really fun. Y'all are still already stealing the money anyway. So you take that agreement, and then we talk about each and every single article that's in that agreement all the way to the end. This article says this and this and this. This is what we stand to lose. This is what we stand to gain. Because, I'm saying this because, Canada, Mexico, and the US have a trade agreement that, that's not working out very well for Mexico. Because, well, because of that trade agreement, the US can now channel, genetically modified corn in the Mexican market. And the Mexican government is not happy with that. They approached the, you know, they decided to, you know, well, now those two countries, the US and Mexico, ended up in a legal battle over, you know, over the banning, because the, you know, the Mexican government wanted to ban the, you know, the use of genetically modified corn in tortillas. You know, it's like pap, but for Mexicans. You know, they are, that's their staple food. So the thing is, well, because of that agreement, because of the terms of that agreement, the US won. Won the legal battle. They won the case. Although it was more of a, it was a not conciliation. And, words are now evaporating from my head. The point is, agreements are good until you start, you know, until they start kicking you, kicking you in the behind, and now you have to go like, okay, well, we could change it, but well, the thing is, you already signed. And I have heard that on the ACC, I have heard that on the ICC debate. I've heard that on the ICC debate. African leaders have signed. So whether or not they are being targeted, that's on them. Translation, you should have read the stuff before signing. So, look, I'm just saying, reading the agreements is very important. Whether reading it in public or reading it in private, that would be nice. And also, I've been doing this for a while now. So I know politicians are more like sales guys for their private entities. Politicians are sales representatives for their, for their country's private companies. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Diplomatic channels. Now, diplomatic channels are very important. So, all these agreements that we, that we signed here, require, are obviously going to mean that a lot of services and products are going to be exchanged. A lot of these services and products that are going to be exchanged are going to be carried out by private companies in both countries, or public companies from both countries. Translation, politicians are the face of the private and public representative in terms of the commercial aspect of things. I don't think Africans understand that, because, well, we just go out there and say, well, here's the thing. Just give me a plane and you'll have access to my resources. Oh, sorry, that was Donald Trump. So, dressed in crisp white, kurta pet. Oh my God, someone decided to go all, descriptive here. A black blazer to shield him from, Windhoek's chill. Dear Lord. Okay, whoever wrote this article. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi touched down at Hoshiarpur, blah, blah, blah. Then there's a picture of the external minister, Jaishankar of India and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Narendra Modi, there's no way Narendra Modi is going to be a Namibian Prime Minister, because, it'd be like, Narendra who? Narendra Modi. And then you have our president and the health minister. Nice. Right? We signed a bunch of agreements. Let's see if we can pull that off. Mm. No, we'll, you know, we'll come back to Damco because there's one thing I would like to point out, just before we, before we conclude. Namibia breaks hunger chain. How dear. Approved climate conditions, government policy and strategic interventions, as well as strong drought mitigating strategic played a crucial role in Namibia's reclassification as a hunger hotspot. Yeah. Not approved, improved. It's a good thing my doctor doesn't listen to this, otherwise he would just be rubbing it in my face. I told you, come and get your glasses. I'm good. And improved climate conditions. Now, here's the thing. I think the whole reclassification of Namibia's, of Namibia, more like I don't want to call it a downgrade. I want to call it a demotion from upper middle income to just a ordinary, you broke. I think Namibia was doing what a lot of us do, especially those of us in a rural area, acting rich. And then we found out that actually we're broke. Eagle FM here, more.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, nice to hear that you are still, you're outside. I mean, when I didn't hear your voice a couple of days ago, I thought maybe you were, ACC don't catch you too.
So now, me, I don't understand because they are saying the ACC, that is toothless.
I think it's more of a compliment because they're saying, because the whole article begins to go into how it's, how the institution has been criticized for not being strong on cracking down on corruption, and now they are doing this. I think it's more of a, pointing out to those of us, especially me and our urban and rural development minister, that like to make fun of the ACC. I think they are telling us that be careful, they go investigate you.
Oga, please make it no come after me, because for you, I understand, because you say. Whether you cook them, they give you something, and whatever, whether they don't give you, you are still cooking them.
I'm still cooking. Either way, I'm making money.
Yeah, yeah, I like that point. So you must really hammer them. I think it's a way of chastising them to stop this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And when you look at these issues, maybe I think I'm just going to, with the ACCN, how they approach the thing, maybe they really wanted to have some kind of grounds to really convince anybody, say, and all these things to just to make sure that, yes, they don't make some mistakes. Yeah. Because, the litigation is very dangerous also.
Yeah.
So if you get into that fight and you are not prepared very well, you may end up making some blunders, especially when it comes to observation of those rights, fundamental rights and things like that.
Yeah.
So the only problem is that why is it that people are still engaging in those kind of conduct?
I think it's... The only explanation I can come up with is greed.
Just cheap money.
One
cheap money. One cheap money and they step out of the economy. That's not patriotism.
Yeah.
That's not patriotism. Because you cheap money here, make you use the money for us here now.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't step our money, you don't run away. You go and develop for that country again.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a double portion of condition there.
Yeah.
So, but I thank you anyway. God bless you.
All right. Look, if there is one thing, you know, if there is one thing that, if there is one thing that I like about, you know, cases like this is, one thing that we know is that, the official main trial case is yet to start. I think, last time I followed up on the case when I think that was, Judge Hengel's, I think that was back in February when he was trying to say, look, this case have to start. This case have to start because it's been in pretrial for, it's been in pretrial for, for like 5 years now. And, the lack of representations is one of those reasons why reasons why they have, why there was delay because, some of the accused kept, not having, access to, not having a representation. And according to how the Namibian law is laid out, you can't send someone to court without adequate representation because, well, Article 18 will be like, what the heck are you doing? That's Article 18 of the Constitution will be like, well, what the heck are you doing? Because, again, that will be, that will be unfair. That can easily fall under unfair trial. And if it's an unfair trial, it's kind of difficult to convict someone if the whole trial was unfair. So, because what are you convicting them for? The whole conviction becomes technically questionable to the point where it's very easy for someone to walk away from that. So, the goal is to hold them accountable. Now, if you are going to hold them accountable, you want to make sure that you are following each and every step legally of holding them accountable. You could just go full medieval of just, sending people to the gallows as soon as, someone testifies against them. But here's the thing. Even though that will, that sounds like a good thing, it's a terrible thing if you look at the precedents that's gonna set. Because again, a structure that's not well laid out becomes a, political dissident crackdown method. And that's worse. So, cross-examination is what I'm looking forward to in the Fischerot main trial case. And, I think the Fischerot case itself has about what, like, about 300 witnesses. I really hope with all those witnesses are going to be cross-examined because after the Red Line case, I really enjoyed, everyone was like, oh no, red line must go, red line must stay. I was trying to see which side am I going to pick on this? And then the cross-examination started. I'm like, okay, screw all these sides. Cross-examination is awesome. Cross-examination is awesome. So, every time someone is accused of questionably acquiring public money, that money, those are more like proceeds or as they are all often referred to, they'll be frozen. Why? Because we don't want to send a message out there that crime pays. But we all know it pays. Pablo Escobar was so rich. He was, billions of dollars per year were being eaten by rats in his house. And he used to burn a lot of money to keep his daughter warm. Now, I'm telling you, a drug dealer, a well-known drug dealer who was ruthless, was a responsible father. What's your excuse? I know. Now, anyway. This one also is most likely going to, the whole, Namco, saga that is still unfolding as we speak. And some of the names have not been revealed. I don't know why. And I'm beginning to think maybe it's a high profile. But what high profile? Thief. I'm gonna need bodyguards after this. But if we don't want to mention their names, so how are they going to be prosecuted in private? Unless, since the Ministry of Defense is involved, because anything that involves the Ministry of Defense mostly implies national security. So, the intelligent guys are not involved into this, right? Because I know that any case that involves those guys are mostly, what's that word that Americans say, you know, governments like to throw left, right, and center. It's classified. It's classified. So, let me wrap this up. One thing I've come to learn in this whole thing is, be careful of who you compare yourself to. Because some of these people that we are comparing ourselves to, these guys are loaded. These guys are loaded. Because, I looked at the alleged salaries of some of them that they used to get paid per month. The starting salary of 80 something thousand. Like, what are you directing? And look, at this point, I can't help but ask. At this point, it's more of jealousy. Yeah, well, there are those ones that are not going to admit it. I am going to admit it. I'm more jealous that, I'm happy that, these guys were caught for two reasons. One, is because, we don't want corruption in Namibia. Two, I'm jealous because I was not part of the group. And I know there are a lot of us out there that are like, well, the only reason I don't like, the only reason I don't like these guys is because they did not include me in their corruption. If they included me in, I would be saying things like, well, there's nothing wrong with these things. Well, at least they stole the money and kept it in the Namibian economy. But, the implications here are, somewhat, let me use the word interesting. Because this is something that started off as investment issue. A disagreement or miscommunication. Not miscommunication. Disagreements between the board of directors and their chair, thereby Namco. And now we see August 26 is dragged in. And now we see Anerkant is dragged in, albeit that one is said to have been liquidated. Oh dear. Have been turned into liquid. So the funny thing is, even though that was, Anerkant is liquidated, this guy's assets are about to go in a different direction, which is being frozen. Now, in December of 2023, Namco sued Mulunga, the Lind brothers, and retired August 26, holding senior executive in their personal capacity for the 53 million losses. Yeah. And it seems like we are back to square one again. What happened to the money? If it was spent? We only have 4 minutes. Minister of Defense, I have one question. Well, remember that part that costed millions of dollars that most of us first saw on Job Mpanda's Facebook page. That part, that car part that was bought by the Ministry, of Defense. That part that costed millions of dollars. Oh, it now makes sense. Because if one part was costing millions of dollars, I have a sneaky suspicion that part that costed millions of dollars, that one car part, is this car made in heaven or something? That one car part that costed millions of dollars, that story is going to pop up in this case, is going to pop up in this story really fast, if not more than that. Ouch. But what if some car parts are just expensive? You know, millions of dollars. Now, I think it would not make a lot of sense for the part of a car, for a part of a car to cost more than the entire car. Because everyone would be like, what is that part made out of? Vibranium? Again, it doesn't make sense. But I just have a sneaky suspicion that that part that we were talking about, last year or earlier this year, that part is going to come up here, because the Minister of Defense is heavily involved in this, and the Minister of Defense is heavily involved in this, and not just that. Every time that I read, corruption allegation case, and then some names are not mentioned, I'm thinking about a high security clearance. A high security clearance means it's classified, it's national security, blah, 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 but bottom line, justice must be served. Yeah, you wish. Now, in the whole arrest of yesterday, homeboy, aka Noah, pointed out that I can confirm the arrest of the Elindi brothers and Dunaiski. Pardon me if I'm mispronouncing that name, and other individuals who I cannot mention at the moment due to the nature of our investigation, or the nature of their line of work. At this point, now I'm just confused. Or you don't want to mention any names because you are investigating someone who is more powerful than these people whose names you don't want to mention. So now, one thing that has also been clarified in this is Mind the Gap is not the only one that like to use. We are not going to mention any names. It turns out the anti-corruption guys also use. We are not going to mention any names. We are going to mention some, but some names we are not going to mention because, the investigation is still ongoing. But, for those guys that have been arrested now, for you guys, just make this more entertaining, by snitching. Snitch on those ones that you know should be right there in a holding cell with you, but they're outside chilling. We know that, also in the case of the fish. I'm about to murder someone. We also saw that in the Fish Road case, because we all know at this point that the message being given to us by the Fish Road case proceeding and the Al Jazeera documentary, there's a misalignment somewhere here and there, because the documentary is showing some faces that are not in the proceeding, and every Namibian is going, yeah, we're just going to sit and listen to your case proceeding, but we know who is in the documentary and who is not. If you are in the documentary, don't think we have forgotten you. We just don't want to trouble, but we still see ya. And before I get into trouble, make I run away. The time is a minute past the hour of 11. And this is where I park the bus. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Now, this is where I, look, if you don't have any friend that have been arrested in this NAMCO Ministry of Defense, NAMCO, unerkanned situation, then you are in the wrong friends of, you are in a wrong circle of friends. That means, all your friends are broke. So, we must all at least, have a friend who is always implicated in things like this. Because, connection, very important. Not a single friend of mine is in this, not a single friend of mine is implicated in this thing. At this point, I'm pretty sure they're all saying the same thing. Why are you not implicated in that? Well, my job is to make fun of people that are implicated in these things. Therefore, I cannot play a direct role like, being implicated in. Now, until tomorrow, same time, same place, on Eagle FM, you'll have a good one.